Welcome to Nairobi Summer Story. I'm Peter Njonjo. Summer Story is a live show featuring everyday people like you and me sharing true life stories revolving around a general theme. This podcast was recorded in front of a fantastic live audience on 21st of January 2014 and was hosted by Esther Ndeti. The theme of the night was Bad Idea, how things go from bad to worst fiasco. Our next story comes to us from Kaya Anderson. She told us a story about a trip she took to India.
She got married just a month ago. She's like a sister to me, so the stage is yours today.
Thank you. I'm in Varanasi. I don't know if you know it. It's sort of the Mecca of the Hindu. And it's rough there. There's a lot of bells and a lot of people. And we found a hotel after a lot of dirtiness in general. We decided to go for a swim. And especially after the swim, we want to go for a massage. I'm with my friend. We want to try the Ayurvedic massage, which is the specialty, apparently, of India. Some of you may know it. This is back in 2000 and something. I do not know it, but I'm very sort of culturally understanding, and I will go with whatever this is. So my friend and I, we go into two different rooms. I was a bit worried when she was coming to India in the first place because she's quite worried about bacteria. She's very private. She's very not the type of person you would want to bring to India. But she goes into her room. I go into mine. I come in. There's the heavyset Indian woman with a mustache. And she says, clothes. Take this off. So I'm kind of in the middle of it already. So I I'm in my bikini because I've been swimming, trying to wash off Varanasi. And so I say, this. I take this off. She said, everything. You take everything off. Everything? Everything. So hey, I guess this is the Ayurvedic massage. I take off everything. And I lie on the bench and I'm a little uncomfortable. This is weird, you know. She has a bowl with hot oil. She starts pounding it on me with a thing. She kind of grabs a lot of places. And I'm lying there, well, you know, this is the Ayurvedic massage. This is how it goes. I'm tolerant and high interested, so I will do this. So she tells me to turn around. I'm on my back. Everything is out. It's still the Ayurvedic massage, and she's having at it. She walks around and she starts working my neck. Now, this Indian woman is so short that her breasts are resting on my forehead as she is massaging my neck. I have to do everything I can not to burst out laughing. And then she goes for kind of this area. And she's now rubbing my tits in hot oil. And I have taken everything off. And it's kind of confusing. And all I can think about is my poor, poor friend in the next room with so many personal boundaries. And I'm thinking she must be dying in there. How is this going to work? So it all ends. I'm a bit relieved, to tell the truth. It feels nice, but I mean, it's still kind of weird. There's a shower next door. I shower, she, you know, brings me out and she braids my hair. So my friend comes in while, you know, the heavyset Indian woman with a mustache is braiding my hair. She's a bit surprised. And we walk out of there and I'm like, that was weird. And she's like, yeah, that oil was really hot. I'm like, yeah, but what about the fact that we were naked? And she goes, you were naked? I'm like, yeah, weren't you? She's like, no, I kept my whole bikini on and everything. I'm like, really? Even the top? She's like, yeah. It's like, well, but then how did she do it when she, you know, massaged your breasts? And she says, she massaged your breasts? So apparently, I don't know, maybe this is the Ayurvedic Indian massage. Maybe I'm just a victim of whatever abuse that this Indian woman with a mustache performed. I don't know, I feel kind of used. But anyway, I'm not even sure if it was a bad idea, because it kind of felt good. And that's perhaps a problem in itself. I don't know, at least I urge you all, if you do the Ayurvedic massage, make sure to ask if you actually have to take everything off before you meet the heavyset Indian woman with a mustache. So thank you.
Special thanks to all our story contributors for an amazing night. Sema Story is produced by Esther Ndeti and myself, Peter Njonjo. The night was hosted by Esther Ndeti, sound recording by Edwin Martin, editing by Peter Njonjo, and photography by Samir Khan, whose new book is called Illusions of a Dreamer. Illusions of a Dreamer is a collage of poetry and photography and is a great addition to your collection. To share a story or listen to one, join us at our next event. Dates and venue are posted on our Facebook community page at facebook.com/Nairobi Sema Story. That is Nairobi S-E-M-A Story. You may also view photos of this and past shows on our Facebook page, or simply search for Nairobi Sema Story on Google. See you next time.